The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and 13 to 25, where Paul was inspired to write, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." My dear friends in Christ, oh, we're past Independence Weekend, but every 4th of July, what we do is we celebrate an event that took place almost 250 years ago, the birth of a free nation. But now, how much do you know about the Declaration of Independence, which proclaimed that historic announcement that we were a free nation? Are you aware that the official copy of the Declaration of the Independence, it wasn't signed by the Continental Congress until August the 2nd of 1776? And that at least one member, Thomas McKean, he didn't add his name to that document until 1777. And one of the committee men, Robert Livingston, who helped frame that document of liberty, he never did end up signing that document. This famous document, it declares independence, but it's kind of interesting to note that it says independence, but yet it says that liberty for our nation could not be preserved unless this new nation acknowledged a dependence on God. The brave men who initiated and signed it realized that genuine freedom comes only through reliance upon the Almighty. And that statement, genuine freedom comes only through reliance on the Almighty, that sounds pretty good to you and to me. Because for us Christians, reliance on the Almighty means trusting in Jesus as our only Savior from sin. It means, well, knowing that we're sinners who deserve eternal punishment, but we're freed from the hell that we rightfully deserve because of what Christ has done for us. That's what it would mean to us, hearing it from our Christian ears. Unfortunately, though, to all too many people, that genuine freedom comes only through reliance on the Almighty means that when a person submits to God and follows God's moral laws, which to many people are subject to change, unfortunately, then he can enjoy freedom in this life. And really what that is that's humanism. The basic religion of the world, the basic religion of the world, be the best person that you can be and you'll be acceptable to God. But see, there isn't real freedom for a person who is trying to be the best person that he can be, because he can never really be sure that he's been the best person that he needs to be acceptable to God. The fact is that you and I can never be good enough to be acceptable to God because of what we do. The Apostle Paul said, "All who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law.'" Thank God that you and I know that freedom, genuine freedom, does not come from what we do, but from what our Savior has done for us. So the Apostle Paul encourages us today, stand firm in your freedom. And from this reading, we see that, well, we are free from a slavery to the law, but we aren't freed to sin. We are, rather, free though, through faith, by the working of the Holy Spirit. We're free to live by the Spirit. Paul's letter to the Galatians is one that can be divided into three parts. The first part is where Paul tells us that his message is not a message that is from him specifically, from men, but it's a message that ultimately is from God. In the second part of his letter, he gave various proofs from Scripture to show that salvation is completely based on God's grace and not on anything that we do, that we try to do to obtain our salvation, because that would always fall short. And now we're at the beginning of the third part of this letter, in which Paul applies what he has taught us to the lives of us as Christians. Since Christ has done everything for us and for our salvation, well, we're freed from slavish obedience to God's law to try to earn our way to heaven, and we're freed rather to live a life of service to our Savior. That's the freedom that we have, freedom to live for God. Paul said, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." That word freedom is very dear to us as Americans. It's even more dear, though, to us as believing children of God. Freedom from Satan and sin. Freedom to live for Christ. Freedom to live by the Spirit. So stand firm in your freedom. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to always appreciate the freedom from Satan and sin that we have in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.